The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Mark Wahlberg's here.
Chicago, we love you, baby. Come on.
Afternoons on the Score.
We'll talk to Jim Deshays coming up at 4 o'clock tonight. The Cubs continue their road trip against the Diamondbacks. Pregame coverage, 8:05. Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer on the call for first pitch at 8:40. You can listen to every Cubs game in Chicagoland with the free Odyssey app. I like that promo during the break about us going to Detroit.
Yeah, man.
Just getting, I keep forgetting.
It's not far away. It's not that far away. It's a week from Thursday that we're in Detroit, dude.
That's very exciting.
Yeah.
It's very exciting.
I've got a trip before that. Going to go to California for some Passover observance. I try to go there every year to celebrate Passover with some very good old friends. So I'll be back in town on Wednesday, and then Thursday morning we road trip to Detroit for the NFL draft. I've never been to a draft. I'm really looking forward to getting in there and checking out the atmosphere, feeling the whole thing.
Yeah, I've never been to a draft either. And I've never been on a road trip with you and Shane and Porth.
That's true. That's true.
How about the whole bathroom thing?
You're very concerned about one bathroom.
Are you not?
In the Airbnb?
Shouldn't it be a bigger problem that you guys are not as concerned as I am about four grown men in a four-bedroom house with one bathroom?
Yeah, it's not a great idea. It's not
a great idea.
I'm not blaming Ryan for booking the wrong one. I'm blaming the person who made the house for not putting a second bathroom, at least a half bath.
I'll go ahead and blame Ryan.
No, it's not his fault.
I think it is. I think it qualifies.
I mean,
he hit the button to book it.
It's partially his fault.
I mean, you could. I've used Airbnb before as an app and a website. You can choose how many bathrooms you want your place to have.
All right. Well, when you put it that way,
right? That's one of the filtered presets that you can do.
Although it's probably why the house is so cheap. This guy is like, I built a four-bedroom house with one bathroom. I can't sell it.
Yeah.
I guess I could rent it to radio hosts.
Is there an outhouse in the back, at least?
I mean, I'm going to make one. find the corner, the bushiest corner over there.
Make your own outhouse. It's a new thing.
What was I going to say? I've never seen you guys that early in the morning. Well, I guess Danny for Radiothon, I've seen you that early in the morning, but I'm interested to see what you guys look like that early in the morning.
Well, how about Vegas? I guess those were late nights, not early mornings.
Exactly.
Huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what you look like at 5 a.m., Speaks.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that.
I tend to be quiet.
Oh, God.
That's awesome.
Can we move to mornings?
Yeah, I tend to be quiet.
Can we shift our showtime? Are you agreeable? Is that how it works in the mornings?
Dude. If I'm not dry, I plan for the beginning portion of this road trip, you're going to hear very little out of me. Very excited about it.
That's when a lot of my best stuff comes. A lot of my best shtick is in the morning. I'm very excited to be awake, and most people are quiet, and I hit the ground running energy-wise. Bam, just like that.
Great.
Yeah.
Who do we trust the least to driving?
Well, I mean, Porth. He comes from Nashville.
Right, where everything is much slower.
Yeah, and I believe he just had like a horse and buggy there, right? I don't believe he owned him when he lived down
that's
there.
That's why he was fine. He was like, one bathroom.
That's so many.
that's one more than I grew up with.
Is there a light in there?
Indoor plumbing.
Whoa, that's amazing.
What's that, a kitchen sink?
This is luxury.
I gotta check out this place.
All right, so yeah, Porth is last. Yeah,
but in terms of driving trust, I don't know. I've learned in recent years that I'm a terrible driver.
You're last.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
Any man who says they're a terrible driver must be awful.
Well, how'd you learn that, Speaks?
My wife and my bonus daughters pointed it out to me because I get distracted. I get distracted. Like, we have conversations, and I'm like, you know, all of a sudden I'm going 50 in the left lane, you know?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So, I don't remember you being a bad driver when we went out to Real Time Sports.
Yeah, no, I was on the case. I was on the case for that one. I was putting on my best behavior for you.
So you were trying.
I was trying that year.
It's a long drive. A lot of places to get distracted. So, Shane, let's vote Speaks out.
Vote Speaks out. I've done the drive many times.
Sweet.
To Detroit.
Oh, that's right. Well, yeah, you know, every place in Michigan, you got friends all over that state.
Yeah.
Are you hyper aggressive? I am just I just want to be like, just be safe. I'll go 75. I'm not trying to go 90 and weave in between cars.
Okay.
Not trying to
off. I'm glad you're not Rasheed Rice. I'm glad.
Just saying.
I am a very confident driver. I'll put it that way. I learned to drive in like a Chevy Suburban, and that's the only thing I drove growing up. So I'm very confident in my ability to drive.
I'll tell you where I'm great.
Somewhat aggressively.
If you want me to tag in, I'm a phenomenal parallel parker. Like elite, okay. Top of the line parallel parker. I'm great in tight spaces, having delivered ice to the Flemington Fair when I was young, driving a pickup through the fair.
I remember that. Yeah.
So look, if you need me to take over for some of like the narrow casting stuff, I can really do that.
Okay.
All right. We'll fight it out. Me, Shane.
I also just like to have a little bit of control. Like, I don't like sitting in cars that other people are driving.
I don't love it either.
It's an anxiety thing.
All right, well, then go ahead.
We'll figure it out.
We'll split time. I'll sit in the back with Porth and suck on his piece of straw, you know? Just hang out.
On his what?
Not his piece of straw. A piece of straw, okay?
Where are you going to get it?
He's got some that he brought up from Nashville, I believe.
I don't know how Jim DeShays is going to follow this. But
we'll figure it out.
He's going to figure it out. He joins us next on The Score.